You're listening to The Geek Awakens with Mitch,
Matt,
Tabitha,
and Lydia.
Hey everybody, Mitch here with another edition of The Geek Awakens Presents Artist Alley Spotlight. I am joined by Caleb Palmquist. Caleb, how's your day going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You were on this show a few months back, but we have you for a brand new Kickstarter for Dragon Grit number one. What's the elevator pitch for this series?
Sure. Okay. So Dragon Grit is a fantasy Western where people ride dragons instead of horses. The main character is a woman named Vera, who is sort of a tough as nails ex-outlaw, who's gone straight, and she's delivering packages out west. But as the world begins to modernize, the need for that is less and less. So she is looking for new ways to make money and takes on a risky escort job across the desert, only to find out she's being pursued by an old rival.
So Westerns and dragons, that's an interesting combination. It's not something that I would have ever thought of. So like, what inspired this story?
That's a good question. You know, it's funny. It's just like my other book, Unicorn Vampire Hunter. It's sort of one of these things where it's like, I don't really know why nobody ever did this before. I love Westerns. For this story definitely comes from my love of Westerns. Like Tombstone is my favorite movie of all time. And then I co-wrote this book with my wife, and she is really a huge fantasy fan. I've always liked fantasy books, but she takes it to another level, and dragons are kind of her thing. And so I was like, if we're going to write a story together, what if we write a Western except there's dragons in it? And of course she was on board. So, that's kind of where it comes from. I wanted to write a Western, but, I was like, how can I give it a twist?
And yeah, that's just an amazing twist. I saw, we're going to talk about your newsletter a little bit later on, but like you gave people who subscribe to your newsletter, a glimpse of like the first 7 pages of this. And like, I'm scrolling through and I'm like, I am already sold on this. It's so cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're recording this on launch day for Dragon Grit, and it's already funded. How does that feel?
Feels great. As we're, I'm looking at it right now, we're a little over $1,000 overfunded right now, which is awesome. We hit the goal earlier this afternoon. It's awesome. I mean, I always love when a project does well, but you know, whenever you launch something brand new, it's always a risk. I always felt great about this book, but you never know really what the reception is going to be. And seeing people get excited about it is such a great feeling.
So how much of Dragon Grit do you have planned out?
That's a great question. My wife and I have actually planned out 10 issues, and which is a lot. It's very ambitious. But it is there's a 10 issue complete story. And it's really a fairly simple story. I mean, if you've seen like the movie True Grit or other kind of travelogue Western movies, this is kind of what that is. This is 10 issues about one journey. We have a 5-issue plan and a 10-issue plan. We always thought if it didn't go super well, we could always do it in 5. But we have a dedicated artist who's ready to work on this for the next 2 years to get this done. And I think we'll make it.
So speaking of the artist, speaking of your wife as co-writer for this, let's talk about the rest of the creative team for Dragon Grit.
Sure. Okay. So my wife, Lorelei Jonasson, is a co-writer. She's a novelist who writes fantasy and urban sci-fi. And then the artist, her name is Kay Wolheiser. So I first worked with Kay last year when we worked on a book together called The Knight and the Lion, which is a King Arthur fantasy story. And she did such great work that I wanted to work with her again. And I mean, there was a period of time in which I thought that this book might not happen. And then I went back to her and I was like, I gave her the whole pitch. And finally she was like, okay, I'll do it. And just like, which is crazy because agreeing to do it, like I said, is sort of like clearing the decks for 2 years to work on this big project. But she was really excited about it. And she's so talented. Kay is so good at like these really great environments, like really atmospheric backgrounds. Yeah, I'm just in love with her art. If I could just keep working with Kay forever, I absolutely would. And then the last member of the creative team is Dave Lentz, who is the letterer. Now, if you're familiar with indie comics, you may have heard Dave Lentz's name before because he's lettered a lot of books on Kickstarter. He started out working with Ryan Kroboth, who was like an old friend of his. And then through that, he kind of ended up doing a lot of work with people like Garrett Gunn and me, Mike Tiener of Bad Bug Books, and like just a ton of other people. He's very, very talented. He really makes the books come to life. And so, that's it. That's the team.
Nice. So let's talk about some of the add-ons that you have for this campaign. I'm going to tell you right now, when I was looking through, like, I was going through the add-ons, I'm like, you guys are going to get so much of my money.
That's awesome. So we have a couple of add-ons that are unique to this campaign that are new. I have a sticker. Camry Lapka has been doing all my stickers lately, and they do such a good job with those. Very cute sticker of Blaze, the main character's dragon in the book. And we have an add-on, print add-on by Mary Bellamy, who is a My Little Pony artist. But then, of course, I think what you're asking about is the other books that I have available, but at this point, I've been writing comics for about 8 years. And so I built up a little bit of a catalog of books. So we've got The Knight and the Lion, and that is the other book I did with Kay Wolheiser, which is a story about a knight who befriends a lion and they go on adventures together. It's one of my favorite things I've ever done. And we recently got the books for that, finally came. So I've been sending those out to backers, which is really exciting. Vampire Detective in Space, Volume 1, which is my sci-fi book about a vampire, the last vampire in the galaxy, who solves mysteries on a space station with his snarky AI companion. That book is illustrated by Dave Swartz, who's super talented. And I've got Modern Mythology, which is an anthology that I edited a few years ago, which is a collection of mythology stories retold in the modern day. There's like a ton of different creative teams on that one. I'm actually sold out of the second volume of that. But I still have copies of the first volume, which I'm selling on the campaign. And then the big one for me, which is sort of like the thing that I think largely has defined my career to this point, is Unicorn Vampire Hunter. We not too long ago got the hardcover books in for the campaign that I did last year for the first hardcover collection. They're beautiful. I mean, Unicorn Vampire Hunter, it's illustrated by Daryl Toe, who is amazing. It's obviously about a unicorn who hunts vampires with his horn. And so I've kind of rambled on here a little bit, but I've got all those books available. So almost every book that I've ever created is available as an add-on. And then the last thing that we have is original art. Now, it's possible that by the time your listeners are hearing this, these might be sold. In fact, one of them just sold. We have a variant cover by David Hahn, Carl Kiesel, and Ryan Cody. And if you're a comic book nerd who is, you know, older than 28, you might know who those guys are. I actually got the opportunity to meet Carl last fall at Rose City Comic Con. I had dinner with him. Super, super nice guy. I told him about the book and he wanted to do a variant cover for it. And so both David Hahn, who did the pencils, and Carl Kiesel have their original pencils and inks respectively that we're selling on the campaign. And like I said, I think that the inks just sold. So, you know, who knows? Those will still be available. But it's a very cool add-on. I always love to do original art on campaigns. Doing those one-of-one things is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that when I was scrolling, like the original art, I was just like, that is so cool. I love seeing those kinds of things on campaigns. So it's like, you know, you're not just getting a comic. You're getting like an original piece of art.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about stretch goals. You're already funded. Do you have any stretch goals planned or any kind of like ideas working or?
It's funny. We have some stretch goals in mind that we might reveal. But we didn't think about stretch goals a ton. And my wife and I, in fact, have basically been brainstorming today because, to be honest, like I said, this is a new thing. We didn't actually expect it to take off in the way that it did. We thought, well, we'll get the goal. We'll make enough money to pay for it. And then hopefully over time, it will grow and become more exciting. And so I can tell you that we are going to have a trading card, which is something that I've done on a lot of previous campaigns, but didn't include as just a regular add-on for this campaign, just because we were trying to keep it slim. But I've done stretch goal trading cards before, and so definitely we'll have a Vera trading card, which will be fun. And then we may have some guest artists do some prints, and also probably a behind-the-scenes commentary. I've done that before, and people seem to like it. And it seems to be a thing that I can add value without spending a ton of money. And of course, you know, if you're a Kickstarter creator, you know that stretch goals can be dangerous, because if you start promising things, they cost a lot of money, and then they're eating into that extra money that you made.
So I talked a little bit earlier about your newsletter. When people sign up for this, what can they expect?
Oh, sure. Well, my newsletter, if you're listening and you're on my newsletter, you know that I email a lot. So it's not one of those things where I'm going to say, I'll only email you when I have a new project. I know some people are really, really draw that line, but I send out an email almost every single week. And the things that I send out are updates about my comics. Like you're going to be the first to know about new comics that are coming out, previews, art, all that kind of stuff. But also people on my newsletter get to interact with the work that I do. So like we voted on the cover for Dragon Grit, for example. Kay provided 4 sketches for covers, and I sent them out to my newsletter, and the newsletter chose the winning cover. And then also people who are on my newsletter and interact with the newsletter get free stuff. So when it comes around to Kickstarters, I keep track of who responded to surveys and stuff like that. And I send them free bonus stickers and stuff like that that nobody else gets. And so I love to do that kind of thing. I call it my secret menu rewards. and so you can get if you sign up for my newsletter at calebquist.com, you can get that stuff. And of course, if you back the Kickstarter, I always give everybody a chance to join the newsletter, at the end of the campaign.
Awesome. So we've talked about some of the things that you've done. Do you have anything else that you're working on right now that you might be able to tease?
Yeah, of course. Awesome. So my very next campaign after this one is actually going to be a spinoff of Unicorn Vampire Hunter. So for a long time, people have been asking me if I'm going to do a crossover between Unicorn Vampire Hunter and Vampire Detective in Space. And I'm happy to announce that not only am I doing it, the comic is already done.
Yes!
So the comic book is called Unicorn versus Vampire Detective. And it will feature Edward the Unicorn and James the Vampire Detective facing off on a desolate planet in deep space. And the exact plot of what happens and how that gets resolved, you'll have to read to find out. But it is being illustrated, or rather was illustrated, because it's done by Dave Swartz, who draws Vampire Detective in Space. And we're going to have variant covers by Daryl Toe, who draws Unicorn Vampire Hunter. Walter Ostley, who you might know from Metal Shark Bro, going back a few years ago. And then Matthew Warlick, who is a really talented artist that I've worked with on a bunch of variant covers. So we're going to have a lot of cool covers. The comic is big. It's 34 pages. And that will be coming hopefully in late April, early May. And like I said, that one's completely done, ready to go. So I'm very excited about that. And hopefully people will be into it.
Yeah. And if they're not into it, they're wrong. So do you have any cons lined up for the near future?
Sure. I'm going to Lilac City Comic Con, which is a convention in Spokane, Washington, where I live. And then, you know, as far as after that, I'm not sure. I have applied. I'm always applying to the big ones. I just applied to New York, and I applied to Rose City, which is in Portland, Oregon. So if I get into those, I'll certainly go. I used to be a really big con goer, and I went to so many cons that I burnt myself out pre-pandemic, and I'm like slowly warming back up to them. Because I want them to be fun, you know, because they are fun. I fell in love with going to cons, you know, way back when I was in college, when I had, you know, disposable income and I could just go as a fan and dress up as Prince Zuko or whatever. And so I want to have fun when I go to cons. So I always do the one in my hometown, and then, you know, we'll see. Certainly, if I go to any others, the newsletter will be the place to find out about that.
Awesome. And yeah, like just somebody who's always been kind of like on the spectator side of conventions, I can see like how easy you like as somebody who is like there as an exhibitor or what have you, like how easy it is to get burnt out on those.
Oh, for sure. When I'm at a con, I always want to be like, okay, I'm just going to abandon my table for an hour. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to see my friends. I'm going to find some new comics. Maybe say hi to a celebrity, but then I'm like, I can't do that because I got to be at my table so I can sell books.
So, Caleb, besides the newsletter, how can people find you online?
CalebQuist.com is my website. I'm active on Twitter/X. I mean, sorry, I should say I'm not active on Twitter/X. That was what I was looking for. I don't post or tweet or X or whatever. So you can find me on Twitter and you can find me on Instagram, at Caleb Palmquist, but, it's not going to be very interesting. So I would definitely recommend going to CalebQuist.com. That's the place where you can keep up with me.
Awesome. One more time, give us the info on Dragon Grit and the Kickstarter.
Sure. So Dragon Grit is a fantasy Western comic about a world where people ride dragons instead of horses. It's about an ex-outlaw named Vera trying to make a living, like a straight living. She takes on a risky escort job while being pursued by an old rival. It's got elements of classic Westerns like Tombstone and True Grit, but also has a fantasy edge to it. And so if you like Westerns and you like dragons, hopefully you'll check it out.
And when does the Kickstarter end?
So the Kickstarter ends on April 5th, which is a Friday, at 9 p.m. Pacific time or midnight Eastern time.
All right. Awesome. Caleb Palmquist, Dragon Grit, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. This book looks like a lot of fun. I can't wait to have it in my hands. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's going to do it for this episode of The Geek Awakens. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, shoot us an email at thegeekawakenspodcast@gmail.com.
It would be a shame if you didn't follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Geek Awakens Podcast or on Twitter at Geek Awakens.
Theme music created and produced by E. Cannon Beats.
Our logo was designed by Shay McCain.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. We're boldly gone.